Hey guys, this is Darren Duff, and I'm back for another review of an awesome gadget. This is definitely something that none of you should be without. Today, I'm going to talk about the Purporta USB Turbocharger 3400. Now, it's called the 3400 because it is an impressive 3400 mAh. What this is, guys, is this is a backup battery, alright? And essentially, it can charge anything that can be charged using USB, okay? So we're talking cell phones, we're talking digital recorders, GPS receivers, iPods, pretty much anything you could think of. And I can't wait to show it to you. So let's go ahead and get started. In fact, the device I'm going to be using to record this review is one of the devices that I use the turbocharger with. I'm recording this with the Olympus DM520. Let me set this thing down on my desk. Last time I tried to record this podcast, I actually knocked the recorder off the desk and it was a failure. It was bad. So the turbocharger actually comes in a nice little drawstring felt bag. I actually carried it around in the pocket of my cargo pants. It's a nice little felt bag. On one side of it is the Purporta website logo and a picture of the turbocharger, or maybe it says USB turbocharger on it, I'm not sure. And everything that comes with the turbocharger fits in this little goodie bag, including the charger itself. And we'll talk about each thing in turn. So let's have a look at the turbocharger itself. When you first open the felt bag, you'll find the print user's manual. I'm not sure if it's an actual user's manual or a quick user's guide or whatever, but it is print, so you have to scan that in or have somebody decide to read that to you. Put that aside. And let's take a look at the turbocharger itself, okay? When you pull this thing out of the bag, you're going to notice it's fairly hefty. This thing is about the size of the iPhone 3GS. Compared to my Nokia N82, it is actually a little bit wider, a little bit longer, and about as thick. Okay, but you got to figure, guys, you're going to be lugging around 3,400 milliamps. Okay, so your size is okay for as much power as you're going to be lugging around. Let's give a physical description of this unit. This thing is, as I said, is rectangular shaped. The long edges are rounded, and the flat shorter edges, are flat. This thing has a nice black finish. It's got sort of a rubberized texture, so it's easy to hold. Visually, it's not very, I've been told, it's very low profile. It's not like flashy in your face. Hey, what's that? It's a gadget. You know, it kind of looks like a battery, which is essentially what it is, but a kind of a souped-up battery with some features. If you hold the unit so that the long edges are to the left and right, and you have a short edge on top and a short edge on bottom. On the short edge on top, you'll find two USB ports, which we'll talk about. There's a button on the front of it near the top and some LEDs on the front. Let's start at the very top edge. Okay, on the top edge of this unit, you've got two USB ports. The one on the left is a mini USB. The one on the right is a regular-sized USB 2.0 port. The mini USB is used for charging the turbocharger itself, nothing else. The regular USB port 2.0 is used for charging your devices. Okay, simple as that. The button on the face of the unit near the top is the button that you'll use to activate the turbocharger. If you press it without having something plugged into it, the LEDs on the front light up indicating how much battery power you have left before you need to charge the charger itself. I'm going to go ahead and click this button. You'll see it's a nice firm click. See, so it's not like something you're accidentally going to push. It's a little recessed, and it's just big enough just to get the tip of your finger in there and press it. The LEDs down below the button going across the face of the unit are very small. They almost feel like very faint braille dots. They're very, very small LED lights. There's five of them. and they each indicate 20% of a charge, okay? So it goes 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100. So obviously, if all five are lit up, you have a full charge. If four of them are lit up, you have a little more than half, and so on and so forth. Now, what does that mean for those of us who can't see? Well, it doesn't mean much of anything, unless you have a light probe or somebody sighted around. But you plug this thing into your computer, it charges, it takes about 4 hours to charge, and then you've got enough power to probably charge your iPhone 4 or 5 times before this thing goes dead. I mean, I can charge my iPod, about 4 to 5 times before the thing goes dead, and I get about 20 hours of use out of my iPod's battery. So this thing is great for a cross-country trip or just a weekend away, or if you just need a lot of juice for a lot of different devices throughout the day. It's a lot better than buying an extended battery if you don't mind using it. Now, you can still use your devices while this thing is charging them. That's okay. I've actually done that, so you certainly can do that. This thing only weighs about 4 or 5 ounces, I'd say. So it's really not that heavy. I mean, it's really not that bad. There's nothing else on the front of the unit. There's nothing on the sides, no features. On the back of it, there's nothing you can feel, but there's actually some print. There's a caution. There's a website address, and it shows you how much power, the voltage input, the voltage output, and all that good stuff. So all the technical aspects. On the bottom, flat edge, the only feature is 2 slots where you can run a lanyard through it. Now, they don't give you a lanyard with this unit, strangely enough. They don't give you a lanyard, so I don't know why, but they don't. So that's the turbocharger itself. There's no other features. It's very simple to use. You just plug in and click the button, and it's off. Now, when it's through charging your device, it's going to turn itself off, whether you unplug the device from it or not. And it's going to sit there until you press the button again to charge that same device, or until you plug something else in and then press a button to charge again. So don't have to worry about wasting your battery power. Don't have to worry about turning it on and off, that sort of thing. So there you go. That's turbocharger itself. Now, let's talk about the different connectors that come with a turbocharger that are also provided in this goodie bag, because they give you about 6 different tips, so you can connect 6 different types of devices. And I'm going to go through all of them and tell you what they are. And if you happen to have a device that is not charged by one of these 6 tips, you can email Purporta when you order this thing, and you can say, hey, I need a different tip. And if they have it, they will send it to you for free. All right? So let's talk about the different tips. I'm going to go over them, what they are, real quick. We have a standard 32-pin iPod connector, dock connector, which also works with the iPhone, of course. We have a, what's this one? A mini USB, which is also used to charge the turbocharger itself, and I'll talk about that in a second. Some of you may have already figured that out, so I'm going to set that one aside. We have a standard universal Nokia adapter attachment. We have a, what's this one? A mini USB as opposed to the, I'm sorry, a micro USB as opposed to the mini USB. They're almost the same, but not quite. We have a Nintendo DS Lite connector, which is about as big as the iPod dock connector as far as size. And then we have a Sony Ericsson phone connector. So those are the 6 different tips that you get with a unit. I'm going to put all these tips back in the bag. And now we come to the final item which you get with the turbocharger, which is a feature I'm not so hot about. It's the retractable USB cable that can be used to charge the charger, can be used to charge your devices. It's a one-and-all deal cable. Let me explain it to you. It's on one of these little USB rollers. It's just a teeny tiny roller with a Purporta logo on one side of it. One end of this cable is standard USB Male 2.0. The other end is a special round female connector designed for the connection of all these different tips. Now, it is a retractable USB cable, so you pull it out and you charge your device, and when you're done, you pull on it and then release it, and it's supposed to retract. That doesn't work so well. Okay, this cable is very cheap looking. It's very It's very thin. It's just very cheap. I have a difficult time retracting it back into its little retractor thing. Sometimes you have to tug on the cable a little hard to get it to retract. And I'm always afraid I'm going to damage the wiring in the cable doing all that tugging. Maybe there's something I don't get, I don't know, but that is the least liked feature by myself. Now, having said that, every review I've read on this thing on Amazon.com has been 5 stars, okay? So everybody likes it. And I like it myself. I would just wish they would upgrade this cable to something a little more sturdy. So, how to charge your devices? Well, let's talk about how to charge the turbocharger first, because if it's not charged, it's not going to do you any good. We're going to use the mini USB adapter here, which is one of the 6 tips that comes with the charger. I'm going to connect the mini USB tip to the special connector on the end of this cable. It just slides real snugly in there and just sits there. It's not going to fall out. It's very tight fitting in the cable. And then we take the turbocharger and plug the mini USB adapter end into the mini USB port on the charger, which I said is specifically for charging the charger. That's all that port's used for. It's not used for anything else. And this only goes in one way. There we go. Slips right in there. And then you take the standard USB plug and plug that into your computer. Or you can do the other thing, which I do, which I have an iPod wall adapter, and you can just attach the dock cable from that, plug the standard USB into it, and plug it in the wall, and it charges just fine. It wasn't designed for that, but it works just fine. I mean, the voltage for USB is, you know, the same, so it works just fine. So you can plug it into your computer, charge it, and if you have an iPod wall adapter, you can charge it via that. One other thing I want to say about the turbocharger. Let's say you don't want all this raw power, okay? You don't need 3,400 milliamps. You want something smaller, and you want a backup battery that's a little smaller than this one, because let's face it, this one's kind of large because you're carrying around a lot of power. They also have a 1,200 mAh version, which is a little smaller. I've never seen it, and I don't have it. It's a little smaller, I understand. And it's obviously less voltage, or less charge. What'd I do with the bag? I had it here. What'd I do with it? Can't find it. Here it is. So you got 2 options. You got the 34 mAh and you got the 1200 mAh. You also have the World Pack, and the World Pack has all these features, plus it has and it comes with an actual AC adapter with different connectors, so you can connect to UK power, US power, all the different types of power connectors, wall connectors in the world. So that's the World Pack, and it costs a little more. I didn't get that. I just got the 3400 with all the tips and everything because I don't need it. I use my iPod adapters, as I said before. So how easy is it to charge something? Let me show you. We're going to charge my Nokia phone. Okay, I'm going to find the Nokia tip and these 6 little tips and just rummage around in the bag until I find it. I think I found it. Yeah, there it is. So I've got the USB cable and the Nokia tip in my hand. I'm going to put the connector on the cable. Easy as pie. I'm going to connect the charger or the cable to the charger. There it is, plugged in. I'm going to extend the retractable cable from the little roller. This is the part I hate. Comes out easily enough. And there it is. Now I'm going to plug this into my N82. I'm going to unlock my phone so you can hear talks when it says it's charging because I have it muted on key lock. Okay. We're going to plug the Nokia connector end of the cable into the phone, into the regular power charging socket on the phone. Now you notice nothing happened. Didn't beep, didn't say charging, didn't do anything. That's because you had to press the button. So when I press the button, you're going to hear talks. You're going to hear the phone beep and the talks will say charging. So here we go. Press the button on the charger. And it is now charging my phone. Easy as that. I can still use the device while it's charging. And if we actually look at the status of the battery, you'll see here it's charging. And there we go. So once through charging, it will turn itself off. If I were to unplug the charger from the phone, which I'm going to do now, it stops. Maybe not immediately, but it is stopped. In fact, let's see if it stops immediately. I'm just going to plug it right back into my phone. And it's still charging. Okay. So I'm just going to unplug it. Clip my phone back to my belt there. And the charger, after a while, will go back into standby mode, where it just sort of sits there until you need it again. Now, I'm going to unplug the cable from the charger, set the charger down here, and I'm going to retract this USB cable back on the little roller. This is what I hate, because it never works like it's supposed to. I'm tugging on this thing, not too hard, but trying to get it to retract on itself, and it's just bunching up and knotting up and not wanting to retract. So I keep having to pull both ends of it, try to get it to retract. Now it's caught on the roller. Ugh. And I don't want to tug on it too hard. This is what I'm talking about, guys. This is where Purporta needs to fix this, because it's crap. Okay, so we got the... Sorry. I finally got the cable retracted like it's supposed to. So it's a bit of a pain, and I always worry about damaging this cable. I'm always a little paranoid about damaging it. So I'm going to disconnect the Nokia adapter end from the cable. I'll put it back in the goodie bag. Put the USB interchangeable cable thingy back into the bag. And throw the charger in the bag. Not throw it, but you know. Put it in there. And that essentially is the... Purporta USB Turbocharger 3400. Sorry, moving the recorder. And I do have headphones plugged in monitoring my recording so I can hear all that ugly noise. Isn't that great? So I'm going to actually plug my charger into my computer and charge it now because I think it could use a bit of a charge. So I just plugged it in. And that's essentially everything about the charger. I'm trying to think if there's something I missed. I don't think there's anything that I missed. I told you about the World Pack. The World Pack is awesome if you travel a good bit and you need all that connections to connect to the different types of outlets. Now, Amazon sells this thing for around $47 plus shipping. I paid about $5 shipping. That's not too bad. Also, you can buy it from Purporta, and that's going to run you a little more because they're international, you know, as far as being in the U.S. and, you know, we're in the U.S., or I'm in the U.S. at least, and they're in the U.K. If you're in the U.K., I guess it's great. Of course, you have to pay VAT and all that. You guys know about that. Of course, and you know, in some places there may be taxes, in some places there may be more shipping charges. Just depends on what way you want to go. But this thing is great if you need juice on a plane, if your iPod goes dead, you need a power, if you're in a hotel room, whatever, you need power. This is the way to go. So hopefully you guys enjoy the review, and if there's any questions I can answer, I'm still trying to think if there's anything I've missed. I don't think there is. But if you guys have any questions, I'm going to give you some contact info for me so you can get in touch with me. As I said again, my name is Darren Duff. My email address is duff379@gmail.com. That's our lowercase. You can catch me on Skype at duffman31279. That's our lowercase. That's duffman31279. If you happen to be in the U.S., I can call you for free. So if you want my phone number or whatever, ask me on Skype, ask me through email, and if I trust you, I'll give it to you. So just a myriad of ways to get in touch with me there. Also, if you happen to be on the talks list, I'm on that list, and several other email lists as well. So that's it. Hope you guys liked it, and I hope you enjoy it. If any comments or anything, let me know. You guys have a great day. See ya. Why isn't this thing stopping? I have it locked. All right, for this time, for sure. All right, see you guys. Bye.